Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through, Episode 34, The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead Crossover, Character Revealed.
Welcome to Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through, a fan podcast dedicated to Fear the Walking Dead on AMC. Join us each week as we discuss the characters, story developments, and theories of Fear the Walking Dead. Send in your thoughts about each episode by calling 304-837-2278 or by visiting our feedback page at goldenspiralmedia.com/feedback. And now, here's your hosts, Brian and Ruthie.
Hello, and welcome to this very special episode of Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through. I'm Brian.
I'm Kyle.
And we have special guests with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Steve from Oklahoma.
And I'm Reese from Philadelphia.
And if you listened to the episode earlier this week of the Walking Dead Talk Through, you would have heard Steve and Reese. Of course, Reese has been on here before from the season premiere. But we are here to discuss the crossover. So we've brought Kyle on as a very special guest, if you could call him that, to discuss the crossover. So we wanted to do that after the episode discussion, because this could get into a nice little rabbit hole. So, if you haven't been paying attention, on Sunday night on Talking Dead, it was announced that the crossover character was revealed. So, that is, of course, Morgan. So, I'm going to bring up this question first. Now, before we knew it was Morgan, what did you think about them actually announcing the crossover character at all? Like, you know, instead of us finding out eventually. Kyle, what do you think?
When they initially announced it, I was excited about it. But then and again, I wasn't sure, like, wait, how are they going to do it? It almost seemed like there's not, you know, like the time frame of when the fear started and where it's at now to where Walking Dead is. I just wasn't sure how they were going to do it. You know, like, it almost seemed kind of a little gimmicky in a way, because originally they were spouted off as being like two separate shows with really not having anything to do with each other. And there was even at time that they were saying like there was never going to be a crossover. So when they did announce it, you know, I was a little excited about it, but then I was also kind of a little worried. Like, how are they going to pull this off?
And then what about like when they announced late last week that they were actually going to tell us who it was?
Well, I didn't catch that until literally like what? I don't know, like probably Saturday is when I even like caught wind of that. I was busy and all that stuff, so I wasn't following too much with all the news. But then I heard that, and then, you know, I was excited because I think a lot of us kind of had an idea who it was going to be. And then, you know, at the same time, I kind of was thinking that we weren't supposed to know until like the end of this season of Walking Dead. You know, see, like the full season's over, right? Like, then that's when it would be announced, like this, like the summer at Comic-Con or something.
All right, Steve.
Well, for me, when they originally announced it, it didn't matter to me all that much because I don't watch Fear. And then as they got more and more talking about it, I don't think they were trying to mislead us to make us think it was just going to be a one-off. I think everybody just assumed it was going to be a one-off, that it wasn't going to be a regular or a recurring character.
Yeah.
And so when it was announced that it was going to be Lenny James as Morgan, Well, that threw everything off, and then all the theories got thrown out the window.
Reese, what about you?
I mean, I don't watch Fear either, but I was mildly excited about who it could have been. Not that excited about Morgan, but I wanted it to be Abraham because, because of the time, because of where they are in Fear the Walking Dead, or where I think they are. I listen to your podcast, so that's how I know, like, kind of where they are right in time. But
you do listen to us, but you don't watch the show. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I listen to a few Fear the Walking Dead podcasts. I don't watch anymore. So when I thought it was going to be Abraham, I was kind of excited. I still wasn't going to watch, but I thought Abraham would have been fun at that time period. So now it's Morgan. I like Morgan, but it's just whatever.
Well, see, that's opposite for me. I wasn't going to watch when it was just a one-off. I was hoping it would be Abraham or one of those people. But now that I've heard that it's going to be Morgan, I'm actually more encouraged to watch the show again.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling, though, I didn't think it was going to necessarily be like a one-off, but, or at least, I felt it was going to be more than one episode, but I still was thinking, though, my person in my mind was, Abraham, and Morgan just, when that got announced and actually when I watched it, I literally my jaw dropped and I was like, what?
Yeah. And what was it? Was it last week or the week before you had found those news articles that, indicated that they were building sets in Round Rock, Texas or something?
Round Rock, yeah. Because, as we saw at the end of Fear of the season 3, there was the mention of going to Houston and I can't think of his name now, but Big Baddie.
Proctor John.
Yeah, Proctor. So, he actually, says that, we're going to Houston. And as we know about Abraham's backstory, he was in and around Houston. And so with the whole, people started finding out that there's a set in Round Rock, Texas. And there was kind of already mentioning of them moving to Texas. And it just started, all coming out that to me led more of to thinking it was Abraham.
Yeah. And we had talked about this. I initially thought it could have been Negan, because especially if it was a one-off or, a two episode thing or something like that, because they could tell that backstory of Negan, and the fact that he was a coach or teacher or whatever, it could suggest that, maybe it be a flashback or something like that, with mm-hmm. Travis and Madison's old school, something just maybe with them in Mexico, and he ended up going east or something. But like you, when they announced that they were shooting in Texas, I'm like, well, who else could it be but Abraham? And I was fully right. expecting the announcement to see Michael Cudlitz, and I was very surprised when we see Lenny James.
Yeah,
and I was like, at first I was like, huh? I kind of did a double take, and then I'm like, oh my god, it's Lenny James, but. Okay, so now that it's Lenny James and Morgan, first of all, there's been a lot of talk online about, where this is going to happen. Let's all four of us are, certainly familiar with this character on The Walking Dead, so you're not dependent on knowing Fear for this part of the discussion. So we know that Morgan and Rick meet up in the pilot episode, and he is in the same town, obviously, just a couple of doors down from Rick's house when he comes out of the hospital. And then when we see him in Clear in season three, which is the next time, he is still in the same town. Okay. So to me, it would make no sense whatsoever. And if I'm, you know, if I'm interjecting my own theories, whatever, sorry, but to me, it makes no sense that we would have Morgan travel to Texas and then come back east to the same town. Does anybody else disagree with that?
You know, I think you're right. I think it couldn't be between the pilot and Clear. And so I think, you know, I was looking at your notes, and I think it could definitely occur, because do they ever tell us exactly where Eastman was? Was he in Georgia also, or was he somewhere else?
He was in Georgia, actually. The prison that he dealt with these, you know, psychotic murderers, whatever. Well, not all of them were psychotics, but these mass murderers and death row guys, they were, it was a prison in Georgia. So, and I remember specifically Eastman saying that he was in Atlanta, and I think the cottage was 30 miles out of Atlanta or something like that. That's what I think.
Or yeah. Something like it was still in the same vicinity, because I think, like, by the time Rick ran into Morgan, like, he was going through his crazy time, just killing anything, like even the living and survivors and stuff like that. And I think after they parted ways, I think that's where the Eastman story comes up, because then he's still out there trying to clear the whole county or something, or all of Georgia. And that's when he runs into Eastman and then kind of gets his little, you know, karate action going on and cleaning his head. So, yeah. So, like, that throws in a lot of, you know, wrinkles into, like, okay, the timeline just cannot fit with where we currently are with Fear.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, I think, like, unless they are going to do some severe retconning, it doesn't make any sense for any part of what we know about Morgan to date for him to end up in Texas. So, So then you have to ask, well, how is he going to get to Texas? When is he going to go to Texas? And to me, again, this is my theory, but I did post a link to fellow Walking Dead podcaster on post show recaps, Josh Wigler, who's also a reporter at the Hollywood Reporter, and he did up this article that was, I would say, made me think he's in my mind, because literally he had it laid out the same way I did. So, to me, it only makes sense for this to happen in future Morgan. So, post season 8. So, anyone who thinks that Morgan's going to die sometime during season 8, again, it makes no sense. So, how does he go to Texas, and why does he go to Texas?
And does he even go to Texas? Maybe it's not necessarily Texas is where our group is going to start, you know, end up at in season, you know, 4.
That's a good question to ask.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's got to go to Texas, because that's why they made the big deal about why they had to announce him, because he's involved in shooting right now on that season. So unless they're shooting stuff in Texas, that's not going to, which I know they don't have to shoot where they're at, but
right.
It makes sense. They've got to figure out some way, some reason why he leaves Alexandria or the kingdom to go somewhere else, whether he says he's going to Texas or not. There's got to be a reason why he leaves the prime.
Yeah. Reese, what do you have any thoughts about this?
No, I'm really not interested in this.
Okay.
Oh, all I know is that I saw a few clips of Lenny James on, what is the show called?
Talking Dead?
Yeah. I saw a few clips of that, and it was just, it was sad. He, first of all, he couldn't remember the name of Fear of the Walking Dead. He kept calling it Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's sad. Melissa McBride was really sad. So it felt like he was dying. Like the character of Morgan was dying, because if he's going to be a character, if they time jump Fear the Walking Dead, and he's going to be a character that is able to come back and forth, I don't understand what all the sadness and crying was for, because, you know, it's basically he's going to be work. They don't shoot. They don't film at the same time. So, you know, he could be on both shows at the same time. And there's no need for all the tears. So I don't know what's going on, but
what he knows already, that like what are the stories going? Because I heard that too, where he was seemingly like saying, "I'm going to miss them all," and
yeah.
So it kind of leads to like, "What are you not going to be on the show anymore?"
Well, that's what I think is going to happen. He is not going to die. Because it makes no sense if he died, but he's going to leave, and you know why he leaves. You know, if it's to clear his head, or here's another crazy thought. Okay, so we have that satellite station. What if it is actually operational and they can get signals from, you know, other parts of the world, and I don't know, they pick up that there's a big settlement in, Texas, and Morgan decides, or, you know, the group decide to send him out there as like an envoy or something like that to establish relations. Or it could be crazy Morgan who just decides he's got to go clear his, you know, got to go clear again or whatever, and his travels end up making him head to Texas. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
That's an interesting theory. As you said that, I just thought maybe, you know, what if we don't know what his family situation outside of his wife and child was. So maybe, like, you're right. Maybe this communication equipment does work and they get word from Houston and he has a relative who's there. And that's what makes him decide, I'm going to go.
Yeah, but I find that really kind of a little cheesy, though. Like, I would much rather see, for Morgan, as we know him, for him to just basically go off, you know, unhinged and start clearing. But in that way, he's like, I need to get away from all you people, and like leaves the group and just starts heading out. And then, yeah, then maybe somewhere from there is that he picks up that there's this other settlement, or like there's word of something south, and he just wants to get far, far away from, you know, Virginia and all them.
Or he pulls the Carol and actually succeeds, actually says he's going to leave and then actually leaves.
Yeah. Not going to hole up in some little farmhouse just outside of town.
You can go and go. Yeah, that's possible. Okay, here's some math I did. If a person was going to walk, and this is from Google Maps, from DC to Austin, let's say it literally is Austin, Texas, where not only where they're shooting, but where they are, would take approximately 21 days of walking nonstop. So, of course, that's ludicrous. So let's say it's 8 hours a day he walks. Well, then that's 60 days. Okay, but he's probably not going to walk all the way there directly. So it takes him 6 months, maybe, to get there. If he's walking all of it, obviously, if he gets to drive, or I don't know, takes a helicopter there. And we don't know what the deal is with that helicopter. So, could that be a factor in this?
Can Morgan fly helicopters now?
Well, oddly, he was a helicopter pilot. We just didn't know about it.
Didn't he know how to fly a helicopter in Jericho? Or Might have brought that skill over and just didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. Surprise!
Fly a helicopter to meet a long-lost relative in Houston and meet up with the cast of Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you say it that way.
Yeah, it's, I mean, even flying a helicopter to Texas, I don't think that you could fly it all the way there. I don't think the fuel tanks are big enough. So you'd have to refuel, or you'd have to bring a ton of fuel, like in the cabin. So that doesn't really make sense. So I don't know. I don't know if the helicopter
fits in. Yeah, I think that's something towards that we're going to find out at the end of this whole season. But I don't think it has anything to do with the crossover. At least that's not my feeling. Unless, yeah, that could be a surprise. But I think that's just, we'll see. Not anything to do with it.
Okay.
One of my questions, I don't know if this is where you were headed towards, though, is like, okay, since we're doing this, we're kind of in the Fear of the Walking Dead in a certain time frame, and the Walking Dead's at this certain point in time. Like, what do you feel about them doing a time jump in Fear with where we're at now? Like, to me, I feel very like I'm a little mad that they would do something like that and just be like, oh, we jump ahead 2 years and then we just pick up next season. Like, nothing, you know, nothing happened. Like, what do you think?
Well, I mean, the thing that we don't know is whether or not Lenny James comes to the show at the start of season four, or if it's a couple of episodes in, or they do a flashback to explain, you know, how they got from the border to Texas. And, you know, we shouldn't assume that it's Austin. It could be Austin playing for Houston or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Or like, I think one of you was saying that it doesn't even necessarily need to be Texas. It could just be shot in Texas for, you know, tax reasons or whatever.
Right.
Because a lot of stuff is shot in Texas these days. I know, I think season two of Revolution was shot there. Another post-apocalyptic show. So anyway, it could be somewhere else, not necessarily Texas, but I would have to think, based on, you know, the hints that were given at the end of season three, that it's probably Texas. It could be Austin. It could be Houston. It could be somewhere else in Texas. Who knows? I don't think it really matters. But to get to Texas, obviously some time is going to pass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we could see that in flashback, or we could see that in just, you know, it, maybe they shoot a little bit in Mexico and then they end up in Texas. I don't know. I tend to think that it might be like season four of The Walking Dead, where there was a definite, actually both season three and season four, where there was like a significant multi-month time jump. But in the case of Fear, you know, multiple year time jump. And I'm hoping that when they would do this, that season four and season nine, I guess, of The Walking Dead would essentially be pretty close to the same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem this is really overall. I mean, I love the show. I love Walking Dead. My only problem with it has always been this kind of overarching timetable that we have no clue of how long it's been, except for Carl. We don't have any clue of how long it's been from the beginning of the show until where we are now. Carl, the actor, was 11, playing, I think, 8 when the show started. And now here we are 7 years later. The actor is 18 and we have no idea what age he's supposed to be playing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that they've never been clear about the whole timeline. And so I think it would be easy for them to sync the shows up at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about Morgan going away? I mean, in terms of The Walking Dead, Kyle,
like,
you should take that one.
Like, you mean like leaving the show, like completely?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I could see them do that. Because Morgan, you know, at one point was, you know, out of the show, and we never thought we'd actually get to, like, expect to see him, and they surprised us with Clear. But then after that, it was like, you know, okay, then we had, what was it, into season three, and then we saw the little, you know, flashback where you see this guy following them towards Terminus, or, you know, when they left the prison. So, I mean, he could always come back at some point, but I guess in any sense of having somebody cross over and they're just going to use him, that I could see, like, it's, to me, it's not a surprise, or I'm not going to feel bad, because he is the longest, like, living person on this show, I think, or like one of the, you know, he's, it's like him, Carl, Carol, and Rick are like the only original survivors.
Daryl.
Well, that's right, Daryl. I guess, yeah, he's been there too. But, like, you know, they're like, I could see him, like, he's never going to die. He might disappear, but he'll never die. So I could see
him. And he doesn't really have any actual tie to our group, you know. So him leaving, it wouldn't be weird for him to leave. He doesn't have the connection like Rick has with Carl, or like they have with Daryl, that very strong brotherhood that they have. I could see that character, like you said, either going crazy or just deciding, hey, I'm going to get away from these people because I don't want to be with them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No, his only connection is Rick.
Basically. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand why Morgan would leave Rick, who he followed all the way from Georgia based on a note from Abraham, why he would go to some other group where he has zero connection to anybody. I mean, he's known Rick since the beginning. They're going to have to really explain why Morgan would leave after finding Rick after all this time.
Yeah.
Just to go with some other group.
That's a good point, but he's kind of already done that, hasn't he, by going to the kingdom.
Yeah, but he's not they're still in this community. They still be working together. Okay. I don't even know if Morgan plans to stay at the kingdom until this war broke out and that kid died that he liked. So, you know, I don't know what the logistics are. I mean, Carol's at the kingdom too. I don't know. I don't know where anybody lives. You know, why
they're all like suburbs of the same community.
You know, suddenly Maggie is living at the hilltop, and Enid lives there too. So who knows? You know, Carl will be living there in a few months just to be with Enid.
Yeah, and I think then the one way that they can do that, I guess, with Morgan is have him go crazy again. And so then he's not in his mindset that he then wants to clear, and that means get rid of everybody that's around him. And, you know, maybe he does attack one of them and then they force him out. But more than likely, I think he's just going to lose his mind and just be like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go crazy. Run off into the woods.
Yeah. And you know, is that what we're going to get again? Crazy Morgan?
I don't know. I hope not. Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, I think, you know, seeing Morgan struggle is one thing, but I don't want to see crazy Morgan again, because, you know, we've already seen that. And, you know, what is that going to mean? Crazy Morgan's going to be in Texas too, and he's just going to be on a new show and crazy? I don't know. I don't like the idea of it. It doesn't play all that well. I'm hoping that he's just choosing to go, or he is he offers to go for, you know, some reason. I love the idea of them making them being able to communicate between settlements. I mean, can you imagine if it was like that far away between, two major settlements and nothing in between?
Mm-hmm.
That would be crazy. You know, especially all the big cities that would be between Austin and DC. I mean, geez, you have Atlanta, Charlotte, New Orleans, depending on how you do it, you know, Dallas, Houston, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of them. And no major settlements. I don't know. It could be that that's just me just suppositioning, but, all right. So final thoughts about this. Okay. So Reese and Steve, you guys don't watch Fear. Are you going to watch Fear because of this crossover? Like, do you have any desires now to see how this thing goes? Steve?
I do. I definitely do. From what I've heard everyone talk about how Fear got better. I've heard a lot of people in this last season talk about how Fear has gotten better. I'm encouraged. I want to check it out. I want to see what they're going to do. I'm with all of you. It needs to be written well, whatever reason he leaves. And I was going to speak to the fact that you're talking about, Carol and Lenny James, them being sad on the Talking Dead and talking like that Morgan is dead. But, you know, the cast has misled us before with their emotions. So it could just be they're sad that they're not going to be working together anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's my thought as well. Just because he's saying goodbye doesn't mean he dies. You know, they could have a goodbye dinner just because he's leaving. I mean, so that's my take on it. And especially, you know, Carol and Morgan have had a lot of interactions since Morgan came, you know, to be a full-time character on the show. So obviously those two have probably, you know, got built a pretty close bond, and you can see that on Talking Dead. Reese, what about you? Do you have any interest in watching Fear?
No, it's not. I mean, if it's not on my DVR, I'm probably not watching it. I mean, maybe on a Sunday night during the summer, if I have zero to do, I might, you know, turn it on. Like, I wouldn't change the channel if it was on a Sunday night, but I'm not going to seek it out. That's about it.
You said you watched it at some point and stopped?
I watched the first season, and I watched some of the second season. I watched up until, I don't know what season it was, up until Madison turned on the lights in the hotel. So which season was that? Was that season two?
That was the second part of season two.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, that really pissed me off too.
Oh, I was, my comments about the show, and that's before I even started podcasting on this, was like, you saw, it was like, I just was on her so bad for every little thing she did, and it was making me angry to watch her on that show.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What do you think Morgan's, I guess this is mostly for Kyle. What do you think Morgan's inclusion in, Fear the Walking Dead is going to mean for the characters that are on the show? And before you answer that question, if you went to that Josh Wigler article on the HollywoodReporter.com, you would have seen some pictures of Morgan, or I should say Lenny James, doing some read-throughs with some of the other cast. And we see, like in the one picture, Alicia Debnam Carey, Coleman Domingo, Frank Delane, and Kim Dickens, I believe. I know the first three for sure. So Anyway, how do you think he's going to fit in this show?
I don't know. And that's what kind of has thrown me for a loop, because he was not my first choice. And then it just makes me wonder about, you know, when does he come into the show? At what part? I don't think he's going to show up, obviously, at the very beginning. That would make no sense, because they still have to regroup and finish the story about what happened after, you know, the dam exploded and everybody, we assume, just got, you know, thrown into every direction. So, you know, maybe this is where the time jump might happen, is like we'll get to the mid-season finale and then there will be the time jump there to where, you know, maybe they had some big battle, you know, whatever it is. And then when we start the back half, then that's where he will show up, and maybe he's with another group, or then that's where, you know, maybe they're all living in some community, that baseball field, and it's been several years, you know, then I feel like that's when that could work. And I don't know, like, you know, I just so we don't keep going on and on about like on this, because I know time's going a little long. But I mean, then this is where there's like a lot of people talking about, you know, Madison being something from a character from the comic. This could explain what that helicopter is. You know, that if depending on where our time jump is on The Walking Dead, that the Fear of the Walking Dead season will make their time jump to sync up, you know, both shows, and Morgan's play some role in that. And then maybe they end up merging the two shows together. And then, you know, that's where, you know, Madison or whatever, like that there's been talk about the merging of the shows, and maybe that's what's going on. And I just hope they do it right, if that is what's going on, or I just feel like it's just going to be a big rush and mess things up. And I feel like our characters are losing so much time to actually develop and let us love them like we love the parent show and like Rick and the gang. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And hopefully some of them will survive. Maybe the kids, I don't know.
my take on it is that they're like, Lenny James is, you know, one of the best actors on The Walking Dead, and, you know, a great actor in general. And the Fear cast has been pruned down quite a bit. You know, there were many, major character deaths on that show, especially in the second half of the season there. Mm-hmm. So there's room for him. And, you know, they also announced Jenna Elfman and Garrett Dillahunt, which I have to say, you had a typo in the notes last week. When you put it in, it said Gillahunt.
Oh.
So it was kind of funny. It was the first time we ever had an errata and corrected it in the same episode. It was funny. But anyway, so... I think there's a place for him there. I think that he will elevate the rest of the cast and the show. He's, I think, less comic book-like compared to some of the other characters that are on The Walking Dead. So I think if you put Abraham on Fear, he's too much of a comic book character. You know, he doesn't act like a human does. He acts like a caricature, you know, a superhero. So, you know, there would have been some difference there, because, you know, the characters on Fear are much more, you know, real to life. So I think he's a good fit. Overall, I think I'm optimistic about it. I want to see what they're going to do, but I'm optimistic. Anyway, do you guys have any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Now that we said it all.
Yep. So, So anyway, Steve and Reese, thank you so much for joining us. And we're recording this actually before we record our episode about this week's Walking Dead. So you'll be hearing this after the fact. But anyway, thank you so much. So this will probably be the last Fear the Walking Dead talk through episode we'll have for a while. But but with that, I'll say goodnight. I'm Brian.
And I'm Kyle.
I'm Steve.
I'm Reese.
And this is Fear the Walking Dead talk through. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Doctor Who fans, sci-fi aficionados, and general supporters of time travel the world over, after listening to this podcast, please check out our fellow Golden Spiral Media podcast devoted to the hit BBC show Doctor Who, hosted by...
Well, hosted by us, David Ward and Wayne Henderson.
And whether you're a new fan or an old hunk of coal like me, this is the show for you.
And not taking time travel into account, I've been watching Doctor Who for almost 5 Earth years.
And frighteningly enough, I know that I've been watching Doctor Who since the 4th of January, 1982.
And since the 10th incarnation of the Doctor advised us to never blink, David, you entitled this GSM Doctor Who podcast, Don't Blink.
That's exactly right. So join us and other Don't Blink listeners on Apple Podcasts or Android.
And of course, at don'tblinkpodcast.com. And remember,
don't blink. Don't even blink.
Are you a podcaster who loves creating great content but gets overwhelmed by the audio editing process? Are you a business professional or an entrepreneur that wants to start a podcast but aren't sure where to begin? You need Pro Podcast Solutions. Pro Podcast Solutions has a robust suite of services to equip podcasters and help podcasters create better content than ever before. Visit ProPodcastSolutions.com today and find out how you can get your first episode produced for free. That's ProPodcastSolutions.com.